Missionaries are supposed to be messengers of peace, but an LDS missionary in Brazil sure has a mean right hook. You might have seen the Facebook video that surfaced this week showing what happened on a street in Brazil. An armed robber confronted a pair of elders from The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Instead of handing over their backpacks, one of the elders started brawling with his attacker. Today we showed the video to Salt Lake City Police Detective Robert Ugricht. He says it's probably not the best way to handle the situation.
It seems like most of our cases end better if people don't try to stop the robbery or intervene. I know sometimes it's hard to, as human nature, I think human nature, people want to fight back and want to do that. But in some cases, it's just not worth that risk of escalating that situation. So that's the message we tell people, you know, is if you do need to defend yourself, certainly do that. But if it's something that you can just hand over your money, you know, you may walk away from there and then let the police handle that another day, and we can, you know, hopefully catch that perpetrator and bring them to justice.
Detective Robert Ugricht, missionaries might seem like easy marks for robbers, especially in foreign countries. Ugricht, though, says there are some simple steps you can take to avoid becoming a victim, even in your own neighborhood.
There's a lot of common sense to this. If you're going to be walking in a neighborhood that may not be the best neighborhood, or any neighborhood for that matter, try not to have expensive things that are visible. We send the same message to people with their vehicles. Don't leave things visible in your cars. That will, if you do that, you'll lessen the chance of your car getting broken into. And we'd say the same if you're walking around in any neighborhood, or even a bad neighborhood, make sure you're not, you know, you don't have an expensive watch that's visible. Don't have a backpack with, you know, if you're wearing expensive headphones, things like that, that might not be a good time to be, you know, having those out and visible in the open.
We understand the missionaries involved in this situation have since been temporarily removed from the area, but they're not in any trouble for the way they reacted.